Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Montana's battle against aquatic invasive species is ramping up as more watercraft hit the lakes. According to the latest FWP inspection report, crews have already conducted over 2,800 inspections this season. While six boats have been intercepted with invasive mussels, inspectors have flagged more than 800 high-risk vessels arriving from states with known infestations. Most of the major stations like Ravalli, Dillon, and Clearwater Junction are already very busy. The station at Ravalli, north of Missoula, continues to be the busiest in the state, accounting for 746 inspections, with over 500 at Clearwater up the Blackfoot Valley east of Missoula, and the station at Anaconda, which also sees heavy traffic this year from spring break travelers returning from the southwest. However, several regional checkpoints are still preparing to launch. Stations in Kalispell, Troy, and Thompson Falls will be getting operations later this month as temperatures rise and boating traffic increases. Officials remind all boaters to clean, drain, and dry, and to always stop at any open station. It's the law. You have to do that. While most of our attention in recent years has been in stopping marine critters from fouling our Montana lakes and rivers, there's another worry for the experts trying to keep Montana free from the impacts of other invasive species. Tracy Taylor explains this latest concern.
They may look like ordinary worms, but experts say these invasive jumping worms could cause serious problems for Montana soil. Asian jumping worms thrash like snakes when touched and quickly break down nutrients, leaving soil dry and unable to support healthy plant growth. They reproduce on their own, and their cocoons can spread easily through mulch plants and yard equipment. Residents are encouraged to clean tools, avoid moving soil, and report sightings to local extension offices. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.